All right. Well, anyway, here we are. It is 11:19 according to my clock. So we are going to pray and build ourselves up. What do you say?
Yay.
All right. So yeah. I'll start. Anyone else would like to pray? Go right ahead. So, Father, we're grateful again for another day to know you and walk with you. Father, to see your expressions of love and grace that you shower upon us day by day. Thank you for those exceeding great and precious promises that you've made to us that we can count upon you and your faithfulness to fulfill for us each and every day. Thank you, Father, for the way you continue to provide for us, the way you continue to look after us and direct our steps day by day as we look to you. Thank you, Father, for, again, just for your faithfulness, for your great love that you have for us, and for the ultimate victory that we all share in, which is that eternity that awaits us when you send the Lord Jesus Christ back to gather us together. Thankful, Father, for that reality being alive and in our conscious thoughts, moment by moment, day by day, that nothing in this world can overcome the great joy and peace that we have, knowing that every promise in your word will be fulfilled. So, Father, thank you for that. Thank you for the way you have brought us together as a family and given us each a great function, a great purpose in this life and in the body of Christ. Thank you, Father, for continuing to open the eyes of our understanding as to the calling that you have called us to, so that we can joy and rejoice every day of our lives. Thank you, Father, for this. Thank you for continuing to provide those things that we need and those things that we request of you, according to your grace and according to your riches in glory. Thanks for this time together in that wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God, for taking care of Donnie and Patty and their family, for especially blessing Donnie and Patty for their stand and for their hearts for your family. Thank you for everyone in this fellowship taking care of them. Thank you for continuing to bolster Cindy's expectations of complete healing and that she keeps getting better and better. I thank you for all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, I thank you too for all your wonderful love, your grace, and your mercy towards us. Thank you so much for how you are always there for us, always there for each and every one of us, every one of us, that we can depend upon you fully as our Father in heaven, and that you have indeed taken care of us and given us all the blessings that you have promised in the heavenlies in Christ. And thank you so much for his life and how he lived perfectly. He obeyed you at every point, even unto the point of death, knowing that you would raise him up and looking forward to the glory to follow. So thank you so much for his life and the plan that you put in place after Adam and Eve fell from grace, and that you immediately put your plan into place and brought it to pass. So thank you for that. Thank you, Father, for continuing to teach us what the truth of your word is so that we can live by it. Thank you so much for just having your hedge of protection around us, our lives, our things, although the things are not as important, but that you do protect us in all aspects. And thank you for guarding our lives and how they're hid with you in Christ and that you have already given us that eternal life, and that you have given us of your Holy Spirit to give us power in this life, give us the ability to operate all those manifestations, to worship you, to know, to have wisdom, and just be able to perform the mighty works that you have put in front of us. So thank you for that. And thank you for just knowing that we will be gathered together unto you for all eternity. Thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for our daughter, Katrina. Thank you that you hold her hand and comfort her. You be with her and that you let her know that anytime she needs mommy, daddy, we are right here. Thank you for her heart, excuse me, and for fixing her aim on what can happen rather than what hasn't. Thank you for that in Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right, amen. Wonderful. Well, yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
God, I just thank you right now for Andrew and Nina and their family.
Hold on, Justin.
Come over here and do it.
It's feeding back. All right.
Go ahead. I just thank you for the Jenkins, and I thank you for that. Thank you for the Jenkins, and I thank you for their aunt right now and for just lifting up her health and her upcoming medical appointment. So I just thank you for lifting their spirits and just unifying their hearts in your love and your grace and peace. And I just thank you for deliverance for all who need it today. And just thank you for everything you do for our lives and for this day to focus on you and your promises. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Most of it. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep Andrew and Nina's aunt in your prayers. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, so what's God been doing? Let's hear it.
Well, I kind of want to hear the song. I'm all built up for that.
Oh, you ready for that already? We're all ready for that. Are you ready, Cindy? Would you like to hear that part of your testimony?
All right. So I'll play it so you can hear it. If you can't hear it, please let me know.
Here I go again. I'm imagining a world outside of sight. When I'm in daydreaming again, when I get a chance, there's a world that understands. You don't hear the whispers in the room. Walking in daydreaming again. I need a chance. I feel the fear in me. Wait a minute. I know who I'm gonna be. I know who I'm gonna be. The world that I'm gonna be is gonna wake up and say.
Yeah, is that it? And what's the name of that song?
We're not hearing all.
Yeah, we're not hearing it, Cindy.
Well, can't you unblock her up there?
No.
She's singing.
Cause my heart is always racing, around the room there's energy for me. Something I don't wanna do. When I feel my fear staring at me, I tell it to wait and see. I know who I'm gonna be. I know who I'm gonna be. The one
I can't hear it, but it's a joy to watch her.
It is.
And I love that because, of course, it's, you're not going to get me up yours. But to me, I take it a bit further. And when she talks, I mean, it's all to God, but then when she talks about, if you think you're going to get me, you're going to know my name. And that, in my mind, is the devil's going to know who the fuck we are. Pardon the language. And, you know, being sick is really hard. So if that song, it's, Million to One from Amazon's Cinderella movie with Camila Cabello. Great movie. But that movie, I just listen to movies and songs and stuff and wait to find something that shouts at me, heal, 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 and here, you're good. You're good. Listen to this. And you're gonna know my name is, I'm gonna cuss once more, the punk ass bitch, the devil, loses in the end. So he's going to know our name.
Yeah, that's great, Cindy. That's great. We couldn't actually hear the song. It broke up, but you know, we heard a little bit of it, but the real joy was like what Vita said, watching you and your face when you were listening to it. And I know it, music has a profound effect on our heart. And, like so many things do, but music has it's just a very powerful thing. So
our brains are designed for it to work on us and it can work on us for healing.
Yes.
I find songs like that when I'm going through what I've been going through.
Yeah.
Because you feel weak. If I look at my senses right now, it's weak and like a failure. But I'm not weak, and I'm not a failure. And take this, PAD.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing that, Cindy.
Oh, go listen to it on, I pulled it up on YouTube, and I was trying to share it, but.
Well, we've heard some
of
it.
I'm not sure how to share your screen either, but.
Well, we can find it, and I wrote down what it was, and I think, I'm familiar with her because Vanessa really likes her.
And YouTube, it's Camila Cabello, Million to One.
Okay, great.
But at Million to One, you see this cute little dark-haired Cinderella person. That's, you're there.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Wonderful.
That was, I mean, I guess Steve told you guys that was, the doctor told me I would be dead by the end of January.
Yes, you told us that.
He said that, and I said, really? You want me, when do you want me to come back?
Which January, huh?
Yeah, really.
No January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some January, way, 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 way off in the distant future.
Not quite yet, but boy, if I woke up to the return, or the return happened right now, that would be super awesome.
That would be no problem for any of us, I know.
Yeah.
We'd all be okay.
How you doing?
Well, wonderful. Anyone else have something?
Yeah, Friday night I was doing the upgrade from hell for work. I didn't get to bed until after one. There were, on this one server, there were 15 instances. No, I'm sorry, 10 instances, out of which, after the upgrade, four of them would not restart. Which is not a good thing, because our client's business can't process. My section of the company deals with, life insurance, Prudential, Transamerica, CNA, a bunch of different life insurance companies. Bright House is the one that I was working on, and four of the 10 instances would not start back up. And you've heard how when you try the same thing over and over trying to get different results, that's the definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew exactly what to do, and I actually did try the same thing a couple of different times, only this time it did work. It did what it was supposed to do. I knew exactly what to do. This new procedure that I hadn't done before, that I didn't know how to do, I did it, and had to end up redoing it for each of those, because the first time that service restarted, but it wasn't complete. So I redid that procedure, and then everything was hunky-dory. All 10 services were up and running, and I was able to put it to bed. But what was cool was I knew exactly what to do. And I did exactly the same thing a couple of times, and the second time it worked, which is unusual.
Computers are finicky that way, aren't they?
Who are you kidding? Hey, I put the PU back in computers.
Yeah, they should do what they're intended to do. And they will. It's got to
work. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Yep, God cares about every detail, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What? Anybody else have anything?
I've got a little something, something.
All right, Kat.
Yeah, I guess it was over a month ago, Patty and I were praying, and we had three or four specific things that we wanted to, pray about and believe with each other that they would come to pass. And one of my things was I've been wearing a CPAP when I sleep for like the last 7 years, and I told Patty, it's like, I'm done. I just want to be over this and not have to wear it. And, you know, I know that with God, all things are possible, and if he needs to widen my breathing canal, no problem. And so for, I guess it's been 7 or 8 weeks now, I've not wore the CPAP, and not had any problem sleeping, and the sleep apnea is gone. And so I'm very, very thankful. So I thought I would just share that with you.
Great testimony. Praise God. That's great. Awesome.
Yay, God.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
I have a little something that I'll share.
I
was thinking, my thing lately has been to do this. the verse that I've been looking at a lot is the one in Psalms 141 that says, set a guard over my mouth, Lord, and keep a watch over the door of my lips. So what I told myself, why don't you try doing some of the things that you tell other people to do? You know, because being the ministers we are, we, you know, people come to us a lot for things. And, you know, we give them the word, and at those words that we speak have power, like Jesus Christ said, with their spirit and their life. So it's kind of like, I'm scratching on my computer. That's actually something in your light, I guess, Kurt, up at the top. I said, is that a spot on my computer? But their spirit and their life, you know. So why not take your own advice? Why not take your own advice that you give out? So, yeah, I've been very conscious, I guess I would say, of putting up, I'm doing this now, okay, because I don't want anything coming out of my mouth that is contrary to what God is saying in his word, and that he would put like a guard over my lips so that they don't come out. My heart and the thoughts in my mind, so that those things do not come out, and there, you know, I'm not speaking things that are contrary to what the word of God says. I listen to Cindy and I cry, you know, my heart cries because, to see your faith demonstrated, it's just, oh gosh, you know, and to see that our God can do the same thing for all of us. I guess it, besides Justin, you know, most of us are maybe over 45. And things look a little different than when we were 42, maybe, you know, 40. So there's different things that, you know, we have to look at. So in light of all that, it's just, you know, learning to say what a God word says, because like Kathy just said, you know, nothing is impossible with God. And I think that was in your letter too, Donnie. Nothing is impossible, and he can do all things, even for us 45-year-olders. you know, he can still work for us as well, right? So just, you know, being mindful, I guess it's what I'm trying to say, of the things that come out of my mouth, and taking my own advice, as far as, you know, if he can do it for one, he can do it for another. So, which is me. He can do it for me as well. So that's just what I want to share.
Edith, thank you. That's wonderful.
Psalm 141:3, right? That's what I wrote down. I looked back to find it. That's a great verse. Yeah. Also, there's one other person under 40-esque, and that's Anthony. He's here, so he's at fellowship.
Oh, hi, Anthony.
He probably wouldn't want Dad to turn the thing on him, because, would you? He doesn't.
And happy belated birthday, Anthony.
Thank you.
You just reminded me, I have to read him all the happy birthdays that he got on Facebook that he doesn't know about, that I would told everyone I will share with him, because he's not on there. So anywho, yeah. Cheryl was starting to say something.
Okay, Cheryl, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. And happy birthday, Anthony. I just wanted to, well, first of all, Vita, that is one of my very favorite songs, and I have worked that in my heart for years, so I know I'm doing better, and I always keep moving. And Kathy, I love that fact that your believing took you there. You're in your prayer with Patty. It's believing is just phenomenal. And then I have to tell you, Cindy, whenever you share, my heart wells up really big. And, God, you bless me. And I can't imagine the effect you have when you go in those medical buildings and what the light and the how their hearts can't well up too sometimes somewhere because of the effect you have on them. It's all spiritual and God is good. That's all I know. Yeah. I would like to share one quick thing. I read to Donnie something I was thinking about or reading about, but I will get to the niche of it to keep it short. There's a record in Matthew where Jesus told, I think it was Simon, to go cast out and get a fish because a fish would latch on and he knew it. So he reeled the fish in and he said, and when you get that fish, open its mouth and take out a dram. It was a coin because they were going into a town where they're foreigners and foreigners pay taxes. And so that reminded me of when I was out wild, my husband Mark at the time, we were out wild at Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, with another couple, Paul and Nancy Vasilchik, Wesselhoff, Patty, Nancy Wesselhoff. And Mark and I witnessed to this guy who grew up in Wrightsville Beach, and he was one of those out-of-the-box livers. He lived in a treehouse. And he kind of lived off the land, but he worked too. And he showed us how he gets the food up to his treehouse and how he has a bucket and he pulls it up. And but we were out on the bridge. Wrightsville Beach is an island and it's connected to Wilmington. And we were on the bridge fishing. And Mark, somehow, I cannot remember what it was, but he dropped something in the water. And the water was, it was tide going out, and it was moving fast. And this guy, he said, well, let's get it. He threw his line out, and it was like almost an impossible thing. He threw it out a few times, and bam, he actually got it, and it was pretty far. And I thought, I just love this guy because he was pure-hearted and he wasn't filled with a lot of the negatives of the world. And an example he was to us that we could believe and how simple it is. So, every one of us, I just love you guys. Thank you, Donnie and Patty, for being here and doing this every Sunday. I love you guys too. Thank you. Bye. I'm stopping.
Girl,
we love
thank
you.
We love you too.
We love everybody here. And
yeah, that you know, there's so many things that come along in our lives that for us would just be impossible to accomplish or impossible to get through without God. And the more we remember, the more we're ready for. You know, the more we look back and we remember the things that God has been doing for us all these years. As we've walked, endeavored to walk with him and keep him first in our lives, his great signs, miracles, and wonders that he's been doing. And whenever we're faced with another one, you know, we remind ourselves that, hey, you know, God did it for me then. He can do it for me now. He's done it for you then. He will do it for you now. And, you know, we continue to remind ourselves that very simple truth that with God, nothing's impossible. No matter what things look like, nothing is impossible because he's God, you know, and he loves us and he has decided to be gracious to us in spite of ourselves, in spite of the weakness and frailty of our flesh. He continues to be gracious to us. And all we need to do is look to him and accept that, accept it. You know how so many times when people want to do something for you and maybe, you know, for one reason or another, either it's your pride or your dignity or whatever, you say, no, 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 I can't let you do that. No, thank you. No, no, you can't do that. No, I won't let you do that for me. And we've all been there before. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that's ever felt that way with somebody, you know, and we said, no, I can do this. I can get through it myself, you know, and yet when God approaches us and says, hey, I want to do this for you because I love you, we should just accept his grace, accept it, believe it, fight for it on every turn, fight for our minds to accept his grace, because that's what initiates all the signs, miracles, and wonders in our lives. That's what initiates the answers to prayer. It's not necessarily us. All we do is just believe that he's faithful. But he's the one who does it. He's the one who moves heaven and earth, if necessary, to accommodate what we are trusting him to do. And that is just such a beautiful reality of our lives, no matter what things look like. And you know what? None of us are going to live forever in this body, right? We do have eternal life to look forward to. And, you know, there are those who have fallen asleep who were great believers, who had no problem with trusting God, and yet fall asleep. That doesn't change God's power. It doesn't change what he is able and willing to do for each of us. So we continue to encourage one another. We continue to pray together, right? When we have needs like Kathy and Patty did, pray together. You know, this is what I want. This, and I need your help with, to believe with me to get this. You know, it's like what Jesus Christ said. He said, look, if two of you will agree as touching anything, anything, it shall be done for you. You know, that's why having a companion in life is such a great thing. Having a wife that believes God with me. Having a husband that believes God with you, ladies. Having a close friend who believes God with you. If you don't have a spouse, you know, then we together, we lock in our heart and focus on the great things that God wants to do for us. And we're trusting that he's going to do them. And, you know, if we fall short, if we fail, it's not God. It's me, oh Lord, right? It's me. It's okay. It's me. No surprise there. I'm okay with that. God's okay with that. Because he knows the ultimate end of the book. He knows the end. He knows that this is all temporary. This is all temporary. We're just a bunch of kids running around in the sandbox. Sometimes we're having fun. Sometimes we're sitting on our butts crying. But in the end, we all get new bodies. We all get brains that function in the way that God designed them to function, just to enjoy eternity together with him. And that's the end. That's the end game for all of us, right? And that's what we continue to look forward to. And that's what continues to anchor our souls, right, to this great reality that we call being a believer. You know? So, anyone else have anything? I'm not done yet, but what the heck?
I do.
Okay, honey. Go ahead.
So, I was thinking about... in Colossians, and I want to share a verse there if you want to go there. Colossians chapter 1, if you want to just listen, that's fine too. Starting in verse 12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, or the word meet means adequate. He's made us perfect. He's made us competent, fit, qualified. We thank God because he's made us adequate and fit and competent and perfect. And of course, that's because of the Spirit within. He's made us adequate to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And you think about how amazing it is that we're all partakers together of an inheritance for all eternity, regardless of how good or bad we've been. But simply because we believed and continue to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who God has given for our provision. So the verse I was thinking mostly about was verse 13. It says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. And when I was much, much younger, and not sure what time frame this was, but Walter Cummins had given a kind of a literal according to usage kind of verse, and it was like, God has rescued us out from among the exercised power of darkness and hath given us citizenship into his kingdom by or through the work of his dear son. So we're seated in God's mind's eye. We are seated in the heavenlies. But what I was really thinking about specifically, you know, how you'll read a verse one day and you're going to look at it from this angle. Well, this angle that I'm thinking about has to do with the word translated. It is the same word that's used in 1 Thessalonians 4, where it says we're caught up together with him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So sometimes, and I've worked that word, the word caught up, it's the Greek word harpazo. Sometimes it means something literal, like he has literally, physically translated, moved us kind of thing. Or maybe it's figurative in God's mind's eye, in the sense that we're already there. We're already seated in the heavenlies. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
He's rescued us out from among all the exercised power of darkness. And he's given us citizenship. He's seated us in the heavenlies by the work of his dear son. He's caught us up. He's caught us away. He's translated us. He's transferred us there already. We're already there. And you know what it says in Ephesians about that, raised and seated and all that. But I don't want to go there. I want to look back at, in 2 Corinthians. Actually, let's look first at, 1 Thessalonians. Let's just read that verse, because I love the whole concept of being caught up, being translated, being moved from one place to another. And this is literal. Okay. Sometimes it's in the mind's eye of God. We're there in his mind spiritually for future tense, right? Like we just read. But because Paul was still living when he spoke those words, right? So here we are in, First Thessalonians chapter 4. It says, and you know the whole context of the chapter having to do with, or the last part of the chapter 4 having to do with those who've fallen asleep. And it says, verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel of God, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we... And again, he's living while he's speaking this. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the word caught up there is the word for translated, harpazo. Isn't that cool? We're going to be there too. Well, Paul, in the mind's eye of God, already is, right? When Christ comes back and gets everyone who's sleeping up, and suppose it happened today, then all of us who are alive and remain will be snatched out of here, is another way to look at it. And and those who are dead in Christ will get up and we'll rise together, and we'll all go up together. We'll meet him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that's only the beginning. That's not just like the end game. It's the beginning of, you know, all kinds of stuff for eternity. That's so cool. Remember the other verse I love, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come in 1 Timothy. But to be caught up, the word harpazo, I researched it through its usage. It's translated a lot of different ways, into different words. And it has the essence of being like God is going to get us out of here very quickly. He's going to snatch us, literally pull us out. It's also given the connotation of a ripe piece of fruit. It's associated with when the fruit is perfectly ripe, it gets picked. When things get so bad down here, when the time is so right, God's going to send his son back to meet us in the air, and we'll be caught up. We'll be snatched. We'll be taken out of here. I mean, and that is literal. He's talking about. And then there's another place that's really cool, and I just want to read it to you real briefly. I don't want to get into the history behind it. Most of you know it from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where God gave Paul major, major vision and revelation of what the future of eternity was going to look like. So, he refers to himself in third person. I knew there was a man. I knew such a man, you know, whether in the body or out. You know, it was so real to him. He said, I was in a vision this is kind of what description. I was in a vision that was so real to me. It was as if I was there already. Okay, so that's the essence of him talking about, I knew a man, you know, 14 years ago, blah, blah, blah. He's talking about himself. God gave him a revelation of how awesome it was going to be when we're all up there together, seated, right? And he says in verse 2, I knew him, okay, whether in the body or out, blah, blah, blah. God knoweth, such an one caught up to the third heaven. And that word caught up again is harpazo. He's snatched up. I saw myself snatched up to the third heaven and the whole thing going on in the future. And then, verse 4 says how that he, referring to himself, was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it's not possible or even lawful to utter. It's like, it's so tremendous, so fantastic. I couldn't at that time, and I can barely now speak about it. It is so frickin' amazing what we've got to look forward to. You know, eye hath not seen nor ear heard how awesome it's going to be for us who have all eternity together, right? And so to walk in it today as if we're already there, you know, retroactive causation. God calls those things that be not as though they were. You know, we are already caught up in God's mind's eye. We are already snatched out of here. We are already picked like that perfect, ripe piece of fruit. And we have all eternity together. And what we need to be mindful of mostly right now is that we are rescued out of the exercise power of darkness. We've been removed. The darkness is all around us. Sometimes it just feels like it's just so encroaching that you can just, it's like crawling up your back or something. You know, it just, the evil is so in our face, and we have been rescued out of that. We have been removed out of it and seated in the heavenlies, and we have to see ourselves there. You know, I like to look at the clouds a lot when I'm walking and speaking in tongues, walking the dog maybe, thinking about, you know, hopefully it's a sunny day, and thinking about Christ returning and seeing the clouds and seeing them part and seeing, you know, the archangel and Christ's feet or something, you know, just mind pictures, just thinking like about future things. And I've been doing this for a long, 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 long time. It's not like something I just started thinking about. It's been on my heart for many, many years, those things having to do with God getting us out of here. You know, it puts it all in perspective, doesn't it? The evil of this world. Otherwise, how could you deal with knowing that, I mean, the God of this world is the devil. And how could anyone out there think that the true God, the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would cause hurt or pain to anyone. See, that's why we are so important to shine our lights and love people and help people through stuff and to not be afraid of anything. You know, to walk into hell itself, right? You just kind of go as God leads you. You go as you're inspired and you do what you can do in the moment that you're in. And I sure love all you guys and ditto on all the things that everybody has already said because your hearts, everyone here, so beautiful. Such a beautiful power. Oh, there's Malcolm. Hey, Malcolm. Such a beautiful power represented here. It is powerful, like what you were saying, Cheryl and Donnie, about Cindy and how powerful it is. And beat it when we speak the truth of the words of God, it is so powerful. And our lives are a witness. In just by showing up, because when we show up, God shows up. So that was kind of what was on my heart about being rescued.
Great. Yeah, great things to recall. That's wonderful. Anyone else have anything? All right, we are extremely blessed to know the truth. You know, not everyone perceives the things that are written in the scripture the same way, and that's all right. You know, there's some things that are so easy to understand, you know. I mean, it's easy to understand. Do you believe that Jesus Christ was crucified and 3 days, 3 nights later, God raised him from the dead? That can't, it's not figurative. There's no, you know, crazy way to look at that. It's just, do you believe that or not? And that 3 days, 3 nights later, God raised him from the dead. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. And so many great things in the word, in the scripture are very straightforward, very plain. You know, sometimes very figurative in their expression, you know, like the verse that Vita shared from Psalms, you know, put a guard over my mouth, you know, I mean, it's a figurative way of saying what it says in the epistles about, you know, let's minister grace one to another. Let's speak every man truth with his neighbor. You know, let's speak the truth because the truth is what makes a difference to people. Lies don't make a positive difference for anybody. Your opinions don't make a positive impact necessarily. Sometimes they may, but they don't really bring a person to the point of seeing a demonstration of God's power. What brings us to that place is when we speak the truth, when we speak the same things that Jesus Christ spoke. When we speak the same things that the apostles spoke after the day of Pentecost, as they preached the word, they preached the good news to people. They healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And yet for some reason, people around you today will make every excuse they can come up with to say that that's no longer possible. And yet, you and I know when we speak the truth and we focus on the truth that nothing is impossible. Everything is still possible with God. Everything. There is not a disease among man that is not susceptible to the name and authority of Jesus Christ our Lord. That name of Jesus Christ. No matter who believes it or who doesn't believe it, it still stands above all things as the ultimate representation of the power of God in this life, in this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every knee will bow. Ultimately, whether it bows now or whether it doesn't bow, it will ultimately bow. Ultimately, So the things that we speak one to another must be the truth, because it's the truth that sets people free. It makes people free. Jesus Christ said that. Why can't I say that? Well, I can say that. So can you. Because we believe who that man was and is today. The Son of God. We can never allow circumstances around us to keep us from speaking what God says is real and true. Ever. And I know sometimes, you know, I have pain in my physical body, especially in these days, more than I used to at 40. Right? But it's okay. It's okay. It's just part of the deal. That doesn't mean I stop saying in the name of Jesus Christ, pain be gone. Doesn't mean I stop saying it just because it keeps cropping back up. I keep saying it. Keep pushing it down. Keep it under my feet where it belongs, because that's what God tells me in the scripture. Right? That I have authority over these things. You have authority over these things. And like I mentioned earlier, nobody lives forever in this flesh. It's got to be changed in order for it to live together, live forever. That's why we will all be changed. Whether we sleep or whether we don't sleep, we're all going to be changed, right? Those that are corruptible will be made incorruptible. Those of us who are mortal will be made immortal. Immortal. And it has nothing to do with a superhero or a comic book. It has everything to do with the truth, with what God says. God, who spoke in the beginning, said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Who said, you know, I think I'm going to take some clay and some dust and a little bit of water and mix it up, and I'm going to make me a man. And let me see. I think I'll take a rib out of that man and make me a woman. And I'm going to breathe into their nostrils some life. That's the one who we're dealing with. That's the one who we are imitating. That's the one who we are repeating and mimicking every word that came out of his mouth and continues to come from his mouth. We will speak it. We will speak it whether we believe it or whether we are having a hard time or whether anyone else believes it or not. Doesn't matter. We continue to speak it. I'd rather speak the truth than somebody's opinion. Because like the great, what's his name? Lombowski? Yeah, well, that's just your opinion, man.
The what?
The big Lombowski.
The big.
Well, I'd rather speak God's opinion than any man's opinion. I'd rather keep my opinions in agreement with God's opinion, and I know you would too. That's why we still get together. To hear each other's determination to speak the truth one to another, to minister the grace of God one to another, and to demonstrate the power of God one with another, to encourage each other to do the same, to do it, right? To say it and to do it. Because, you know, this life is short. I remember my dad saying that when I was young. Hey, life is short, Don. It's too short. Well, yeah, maybe in this one. But eternity is not too short. And that's what we have to look forward to. But for now, we make use of every moment. We endeavor to bring our minds back to the truth with every passing thought, with every situation we're confronted with, we bring our minds back to the truth. You know, if Paul had had not believed the truth, what do you think would have happened to that guy who fell out of the third loft during his preaching? I mentioned it in the letter. Remember that? Remember that record in Acts?
Yeah.
Acts 20 or somewhere in there. Right. He was long preaching. Man, he was excited. And they'd been together. They'd been together since they got together that day to break bread. And they were all together that day, and he was just preaching. He must have been recounting every day of his travels with them, because it went all day long into the night. And a young man got, it's like, holy smokes, it's late, it's tired, it's like midnight. He fell asleep, fell out of the third loft onto the ground. I don't know, broke his neck or something, but he wound up dead. Dead. Had Paul not believed what he was preaching, the guy would have stayed dead. But he didn't. He immediately came to him and said, hey, don't worry about it. His life's still in him. And everybody's looking at him going, what? Paul, what's the matter? You're not seeing what we're seeing. He's dead. And that's the whole point. He did not see what everyone else was seeing. Pay no attention to the lack of video. I don't know what happened. But we just continue to see those things that we don't see. We continue to speak those things that God speaks, whether we see them or not. We continue. So, I love you guys. You're the wonderful, wonderful sons of God. And I'm so happy to be a part of your lives. So happy that you're a part of our lives. Because you do love God and you believe God. So together we just continue to do it, right? We continue to do it. So I love y'all very much. I'm going to pray and we'll have some manifestations. Okay. So Father, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for the way you continue to work so mightily in our lives, the way you continue to bless us, the way you continue to open the eyes of our understanding, to give us words to speak as we desire to speak for you, as we desire to be those representatives of the heavenly places and ambassadors for Christ. Father, thank you that you continue to give us words, that you give us the works to do, that you guide our steps day by day, and continue to empower us to give you the glory. Thanks, Father, for these things and for bringing us to this place in our lives where we do have confidence in you. Thanks for that power that dwells within us, that we have to draw on day by day, that power of Holy Spirit. And thank you for the words that it's going to bring to us today, and has brought to us today, in that wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Someone speak in tongues and interpret or prophesy.
And my beloved children, I love you so, so much. My love for you will withstand everything. Never doubt that. Never doubt that I have turned my back on you, because I would never do that. I'm a God of love. And I have made all provisions for you through my Son, Jesus Christ. There's nothing that you lack within your life. You are completely, completely enough. And everything in you has been completed. So do not fear, but keep your eyes upon me. Keep your eyes on my words and the things in my word that I have given to you, so that it can help you stand in this day and in this time.
Someone else?
Ashototo Shemiatekimiatrosene Yata Omreatos chi tanamayati srono tor priya tatiete keme unaniatoros simi anamiataros sinaya krewil panimila tesuto ne tromayate ribike. I have a tremendous love for you, my people, because you are my children. I have fathered you, and I have given you all things. Look to me and look to my strength. It is my ability that will produce all the things that you need in this life. For I love you, and I love you deeply.
Well, Father, we're thankful that you love us. And we know what a price it took you to bring us to you. So we're so grateful. Thankful, Father, that you continue to show us how much you do love us day by day. So we're grateful for the requests that we've been giving to you. Thankful, Father, that you're busy taking care of each and every one of those things for us. And thank you for continuing to remind us day by day, moment by moment, that you're there for us. And that there's nothing that the world can do that will keep us from your care. So thanks for these things, Father, and for a great, great day, a great week ahead, as we just go about our business with you. In that wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, love you guys. Gotta try and get my video going again.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Yes, we are really loved, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Voila.
Voila. That's great. All right. Yes. Well, you guys are the greatest. I'm telling you what. They don't get any better than you guys.
Right back at you.